Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about meditation. The learning objective for today is to help you to understand the benefits of going beyond vocal prayer and leaning into a deeper space emotionally, visually, kinesthetically, using all of your five senses to draw in and to imagine what it would be like to truly encounter the love of Christ right where you're at, right in the midst of your to-do lists, right in the midst of the craze of life and the demands of life. This is a mini retreat, a pause from the chaos and the demands that often result in anxiety and stress and fears and mind reading and storytelling and all kinds of behavior associated with the ways of the world versus the ways of God. We're going to be pulling from a meditation that is actually taken from the book called Mother Teresa's Secret Fire, The Encounter That Changed Her Life, and How It Can Transform Your Own. This book is written by Father Joseph Langford, MC, and he was involved with the Missionaries of Charity as well. Just a little personal story about Mother Teresa. I actually had the opportunity to meet her one time in my life, and it was life-changing. The other time that I encountered her, it was by chance, but looking back, it's not so much by chance. I truly believe that God gave me the opportunity to run across a memorial that was set up. I happened to be in Italy at the time after her death, and the Missionaries of Charities had set up on a side street. I mean, it was just kind of like the stable. It was very you wouldn't recognize it. There weren't a lot of frills and thrills around it. It was on a side street, and there was a tiny little sign, and they had put together a memorial with some of Mother Teresa's diaries and items that were actually her own property. She didn't have a lot, but they just kind of opened it up to the public, and I just happened to fall upon it by the grace of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I spent a lot of time in this particular place, just meditating and praying with the sisters who followed and walked side by side with Mother Teresa. And one thing in particular really caught my attention. There was a lot of her personal items in this small little room. And I kind of walked around the side, and there was this area that was set up for people to pray. And there was a large cross, crucifix on the wall. And next to it were two words. And I never forgot those two words. They simply said, "I thirst." And these two words are actually some of the last words that Jesus said on the cross, "I thirst." And this is an invitation. Mother Teresa actually, this was one of her invitations, and she actually had a statement around that said, until you know deep inside, these are the words of Mother Teresa, until you know deep inside that Jesus thirsts for you. Jesus thirsts for me. You can't begin to know who he wants to be for you or who he wants you to be for him. And that's worth repeating. This is the words of Mother Teresa. She said, until you know deep inside that Jesus thirsts for you, you can't begin to know who he wants to be for you or who he wants you to be for him. So the meditation that I'm going to read through today is taken from that book that I mentioned before, that is Mother Teresa's Secret Fire, The Encounter That Changed Her Life. And before I jump into the meditation, I'd like to just give a little context around the what the heck is meditation? Should we do it as followers of Christ? What are the benefits? We're spirit, mind, emotions, body, and we're no surprise to God. Just saying. So the physical benefits, there's always that physical benefit as well as meditating on what is good, right, true, beautiful. Meditate on the word of God. Meditation is referred to actually throughout scripture. What does that mean? And what are the benefits? Well, the physical benefits, one being the biggest one, is to reduce stress. And you'll often hear me give the definition of stress being the power you give, the power I give to outside circumstance. So whatever it is, what is it in your outside world today that you're giving power to define what you believe you're capable of handling successfully in, with, and through Christ? Because it's a break. It's like your identity gets hijacked. Sometimes several times a day, you'll spill out of yourself and then you'll remember, oh, that's right. The power within me is greater than circumstance. This opinion does not define me. Christ defines me. Then you'll go on along your merry way and then bam, something else will happen. You'll spill out of yourself. and then you'll remember, oh, that's right. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So you collect yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit and remember whose you are. Oh, that's right. I'm Christ's ambassador. He's making his appeal through me for his purposes. For a moment there, I thought I was my own ambassador. So I really took that personally. So you can relate to the power we give to outside circumstance. Meditation is an invitation back inside the castle. Meditation is such a powerful practice because we're called to meditate on what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. We're called to meditate on the word of God day and night. Think on these things. And there's always usually an action. Meditate on what? On the word of God, on what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, praiseworthy. Remember, you have the mind of Christ. Meditation is an archway, a practice to be able to make that a reality. As we are oftentimes kicking and screaming our way through Earth School, it will give you that opportunity to pause, to take a deep breath, and remember whose you are in this world. It gets pretty scary when you give power to something outside of you to define your worth, your value, and what you believe you're capable of handling successfully. And without Christ, that becomes a very thin line that you can flip into worry, fear, doubt, despair, anxiety, sleepless nights. Meditation also controls the anxiety because it gives you that opportunity to meditate. And we're talking about meditation on Christ, on knowing Christ, increasing your knowledge of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who was he? Who is he for you? Just as he asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is today? That's a thought to meditate on. It also promotes emotional health. These are physical benefits. It enhances your self-awareness. It actually can lengthen attention span, and it can reduce age-related memory loss. It's also known to increase kindness. Why? Particularly because when you remember whose you are and that when your identity is in Christ, you remember, ah, that's right. I'm not the opinion of other people. I'm going to return that to sender. I'm going to put that one back on the rack. That doesn't fit me. On who I know myself to be in Christ. So it gives you that edge up. These are tools and skill sets to use and to learn before you're actually in the ring. As I studied for my black belts, it was all about the skill set I learned outside of the ring that allowed me to be successful in the ring. Because when people are throwing opinions your way, or when you feel taken advantage of, or perhaps you feel that something's unfair, that someone has done something in your life and you feel, wow, that is so unfair. They're totally taking me or using me, because that's something that will evoke a lot of negative emotions. And all of a sudden, in 125 thousandths of a second, that's how fast your body responds to a threat. When you see something as a threat, the stress response is that quick, and 125 thousandths of a second, you're spun. You come back to that inner castle, that place of refuge with Christ. Meditate upon the word of God. And you come back into that place and you remember whose you are, and you remember the character of Jesus Christ, because we're his followers. So this is an invitation to get to know him better in a deeper way. Rather than just verbally praying, we're going to meditate upon an invitation to allow him into our heart from Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart, and I'm knocking. Can you hear his knock today? Can you hear his question today of you? Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And are you giving more power to the circumstances and situations outside of you than to the strength of God within you? This is our victory, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is our victory. And so this Christian meditation that we're going to drop into today, there's a lot of thought, and as human beings, we like to categorize things or put things in a process. Why? Because it's easier to remember. So there's thought that meditation falls between the verbal prayer and the deeper prayer of contemplative prayer. That's another podcast. This is meditation. This is a deeper reflection. It comes from a Latin word, meditari. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. M-E-D-I-T-A-R-I, which has a large range of different meanings, including to reflect on, to put into practice, to study, to take deeper. And this deeper meditation is a deliberate focus on something specific that draws you closer to Christ. So think of meditation as a skill set to take with you daily. What, Holy Spirit, show us or show me today something specific that I can think about and lean into, that I can use my senses and imagine what I will look like, feel like, and sound like as I truly believe and accept your love for me. What specific things can I lean into and reflect upon their meaning in the context of your love for me? Show me what that would look like. And Holy Spirit, we invite you into this meditation, into this time of pause, to be able to reflect on one of the greatest followers of you, someone who saw the needs of humanity in such a profound way, she couldn't look outside of the bars anymore and see those people who were suffering. She took action, one soul at a time. We pray for that grace of compassion and love for humanity. We can't give out, though, Lord, what we haven't experienced within. So we come to you today, and we have an eager expectation. We have confidence that you will meet us in this meditation today. We have full confidence that you will touch each person that is listening in today exactly where they're at and whisper your love to them more profoundly today than yesterday, so that they would truly experience what Mother Teresa had as that inner spark, so that they can, and I can, begin to know what you want to be for us. Show us, Jesus, what you want us to be, what you want to be for us, and who you want us to be for you. Who do you want me to be for you today, Lord? Take us deeper. Through these words, take us deeper and closer to you, Lord, so that we could be refreshed in your love, so that we could run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Let's begin. And if you are driving in your car, you can keep your eyes open, obviously. Don't be closing your eyes driving your car, just saying. Keep your eyes open and you can listen along. I encourage you, if you are driving your car, to listen through And then go back to this meditation when you're in a place where you can get comfortable. You can close your eyes. You can breathe deeply. And with every breath, the deeper you breathe, the more relaxed your body becomes. And so if you're in a position where you can sit or lay down or kneel, that's comfortable for you to let go of the worries, the stress, the power you're giving to outside circumstance. And allow those thoughts of the world as you close your eyes, just tuning into your breath, breathing in the Holy Spirit, and exhaling any anxiety. Breathing in the Holy Spirit, and exhaling any fears you might have today. Breathing in the Holy Spirit, and exhaling any judgments toward yourself or others around you. And as you become aware of thoughts that kind of float into your mind, just look at them as leaves on a stream. Just allow them to pass by your awareness and continue to use the gift of your imagination to imagine that you are sitting in a place with Jesus, whether it be a beach, whether it be your own room, that he's by your side. Just use the gift of your imagination. The conscious mind doesn't know the difference between real or imagined. So use that gift to draw closer to Christ. As you reflect upon his beauty and his presence and the power of the Spirit around you, allowing your eyes to be closed if you're at home, and to picture Jesus right next to you. Next, imagine him saying these words to you from Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. It is true. Jesus says to you, I stand at the door of your heart day and night, even when you're not listening, even when you doubt it. I am there. I await even the smallest sign of response, even the least whispered invitation that will allow me to enter into your heart. And I want you to know that whenever you invite me in, I do come, always without fail. Silent and unseen I come, but with infinite power and love, and bringing the many gifts of my Spirit. I come with my mercy, with my desire to forgive and heal you, and with a love for you beyond your comprehension. A love every bit as great as the love I have received from my Father. As much as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. I come to you, longing to console you and give you strength, to lift you up and bind all your wounds. I bring you my light to dispel your darkness. What is your darkness today? To dispel all of your doubts. What do you doubt? I come with my power that I may carry you and all your burdens with my grace to touch your heart and transform your life. And my peace I give to still your soul. Pause here and reflect upon the words Jesus just spoke to you in the reading, in the meditation. Allow yourself to rest in his presence, knowing that he loves and accepts you just as you are right now. Just breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling any fear, worry, or doubt. refocusing on the presence of Jesus Christ around you. Perhaps you imagine him sitting in front of you, next to you. He is in front, behind, above, below. Imagine him speaking to you these words. I know you through and through. I know everything about you. The very hairs of your head I have numbered. Nothing in your life is unimportant to me. I have followed you through the years, and I have always loved you, even in your wanderings. I know every one of your problems. I know your needs and your worries, and yes, I know all your sins. But I tell you again that I love you, not for what you have or haven't done. I love you for you, for the beauty and dignity my Father gave you by creating you in his own image, the beauty and the dignity that I see in you. It is dignity you have often forgotten, a beauty you have tarnished by wandering away from me. But I love you as you are, and I have shed my blood to win you back. If only ask me with faith, my grace will touch all that needs changing in your life. And I will give you the strength to free yourself from sin and all its destructive power. Pause to open your heart to Jesus and let yourself pour out your needs and desires, knowing he is with you, listening and ready to answer. Pause and lean into Jesus. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale any doubt. Breathe in the gift of faith. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Exhale any unbelief. Pour out your needs to Jesus. What do you desire? And once again, listen to his words to you. I know what is in your heart. I know your loneliness and all your hurts, the rejections, the judgments, the humiliations. I carried it all before you, and I carried it all for you, so you might share my strength and victory. I know especially your need for love, how you are thirsting to be loved and cherished, but how often have you thirsted in vain by seeking that love selfishly, striving to fill the emptiness inside you with passing pleasures, with the even greater emptiness of sin? Do you thirst for love? Come to me, all you who thirst. Come to me, all you who thirst. I will satisfy you and fill you. Do you thirst to be cherished? I cherish you more than you can imagine, to the point of dying on a cross for you. Pause to allow yourself to feel your thirst, your desire to be loved, your desire for God to fill your very being. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale any doubt. Once again, listen to the words and hear Jesus speak to you where you are at. Bring all of your burdens before him and cast them into his lap. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you. I thirst to love you and to be loved by you. That is how precious you are to me. I thirst for you. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace, even in all your trials. I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my acceptance of you, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you. I thirst for you. If you feel unimportant in the eyes of the world, that matters not at all. For me, there is no one more important in this entire world than you. I thirst for you. Open to me, come to me, thirst for me. Give me your life, and I will prove to you how important you are to my heart. Pause and think what you want most from God right now in this time and space. What do you want? Just as Jesus asks the people who are seeking a healing, what do you want me to do for you? What would come up for you right now in this moment? Pause and reflect on that. Ask, seek, and knock. What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. Don't you realize, Jesus said, that my Father already has a perfect plan to transform your life, beginning from this moment? Trust in me. Ask me every day to enter and take charge of your life, and I will. I promise you before my Father in heaven that I will work miracles in your life. Why would I do this? Because I thirst for you. All I ask of you is that you entrust yourself to me completely. I will do the rest. Even now, I behold the place my Father has prepared for you in my kingdom. Remember this. You are a pilgrim in this life, on a journey home. Sin can never satisfy you or bring the peace you truly seek. All that you have sought outside of me has only left you more empty. So do not cling to the things of this life. Above all, do not run from me. When you fall, come to me without delay. When you give me your sins, you give me the joy of being your Savior. There is nothing I can't forgive and heal. So come now and unburden your soul. No matter how far you may have wandered, no matter how often you forget me, no matter how many crosses you may bear in this life, there is one thing I want you to always remember. One thing that will never change. I thirst for you. Just as you are. You don't need to change to believe in my love, for it will be your belief in my love that will change you. You forget me, and yet I am seeking you every moment of the day, standing at the door of your heart and knocking. Pause and ask yourself, do you ever doubt God's love for you? Listen to Jesus and believe. Do you ever doubt God's love for you? Do you find this hard to believe, that he loves you so profoundly? Listen to his words. Imagine these words coming from his mouth. Meditate upon this. Look to the cross. Look at my heart that was pierced for you. Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all of this for you. In John 19:28, I thirst. Yes, I thirst for you. At the rest of the psalm verse, I was praying, says of me, I look for love, and I found none. Psalm 69:20, all your life I have been looking for your love. I have never stopped seeking to love you and to be loved by you. You have tried many other things in your search for happiness. Why not try opening your heart to me right now? more than you have ever done before. Whenever you do open the door of your heart, whenever you come close, you will hear me saying, specifically to you again and again, not in mere human words, but in spirit, no matter what you have done, I love you for your own sake. Come to me with your misery and with your sins, with your troubles and needs, with your fears, your doubts, your worries, all that causes you anxiety and stress, and with all of your longings and your longing to be loved. I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Open to me, for I thirst for you. When you are ready, come back to this present moment. Become aware of your surroundings. If you are sitting, become aware of the couch or the chair that is sustaining you. Moving your hands, your feet, feel the presence of God surrounding you, sustaining you, knowing that Jesus adores you right where you are at. Breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling any remaining fear, doubt, worry. Again, breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling any fear, doubt, or worry. And just adding on to this meditation, just an anchoring. This is a way to anchor a positive experience in your body. At the base of your neck, there's a U-shaped dip. Just 2 inches down, if you lightly tap with your fingertips, just simply say 3 phrases. I'm willing to have faith and confidence in God more than my circumstance. I'm willing to believe that my future is secure in God. I'm willing to believe that I am secure in Christ. And then just repeating as you're tapping on your thymus area, again, located at the base of your neck, there's a U-shaped dip, just a couple inches down, just tapping lightly, just to create an anchor. When you have a positive experience, you can actually anchor it physically speaking. So when you tap on this point, it will actually trigger the emotional experience that you just had during this meditation. It's just how God wired our bodies, and this is a way to help you take deeper what you just experienced in meditation. Just tapping on that thymus and simply saying, I'm willing to have faith and confidence in God. I'm willing to believe that my future is secure in God. I am willing to believe that I am secure in Christ. I am willing to believe my future is secure in God. I'm willing to believe that I am secure in God. I'm willing to believe that my future is secure in Christ. And just breathing in and exhaling. And the divine words that were quoted, I thirst, from the Gospel of John, first spoken on Calvary by Jesus, still echo throughout every time and place. God still speaks. He speaks into the empty space, the dark and lonely places, every single place in your heart. God speaks. Jesus speaks of his thirst and desire to draw close to you and for you to draw close to him. As Mother Teresa said, and I quoted this in the beginning, Jesus is thirsting for you right now. Can you hear him saying, I thirst for your love? Do we really hear him? He is saying it right now. He thirsts for us. Holy Spirit, may the words of our mouths, meditations of our heart, bring glory to you in all things. Thank you for this time, this meditation. We lift up to you our hearts. Draw close to us. Come into our hearts. Transform our minds. Make us more like you today than yesterday. Grant us the grace to hear your voice quicker today than yesterday. Help us to close the gap between our outside circumstance and our choice to choose you. May it be quicker today than yesterday. Have your way with us, dear Lord. In spite of ourselves, we give you permission to override us, for you thirst for us. Increase our thirst for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For more information and more podcasts, please visit us at edgegotin.com. I encourage you to listen to this meditation again and take time when you do have that moment of respite to hit the pause button in your life, to lay down, to really lean into this and invite the Holy Spirit to transform you and draw you closer to Jesus, because he thirsts for us. Edge God in more today than yesterday. God's favor to you today, and I look forward to our next podcast. We're championing human potential in Christ. Visit us at edgegodin.com.